Chapter 6, I Am Valuable. Know Who You Are. I grew up watching Archie Manning play football. He was a tremendous NFL quarterback and incredibly talented. Now, two of his sons, Peyton and Eli, are both great quarterbacks as well. How could that be? Out of the millions of young men who play football, how can these two stand out? It's not a coincidence. It's in their blood. They have their father's DNA. When God created you in His image, He put a part of Himself in you. You could say that you have the DNA of Almighty God. You are destined to do great things, destined to leave your mark on this generation. Your Heavenly Father spoke worlds into existence. He flung stars into space. He painted every sunrise. He designed every flower. He made man out of dust and breathed life into him. Now here's the key. He's not just the creator of the universe. He's not just the all-powerful God. He is your Heavenly Father. You have His DNA. Imagine what you can do. But too many times, we don't realize who we are. We focus on our weaknesses, what we don't have, mistakes we've made, the family we come from. We end up settling for mediocrity when we were created for greatness. If you're going to break out of average, you need to remind yourself, I have the DNA of the Most High God. Greatness is in my genes. I come from a bloodline of champions. When you realize who you are, you won't go around intimidated and insecure, thinking I'm lacking. I'm not that talented. I come from the wrong family. No, you come from the right family. Your Father created it all. When you know who you are, it changes your thinking from I'm unlucky, I never get any good breaks, to I have the favor of God. Blessings are chasing me down. From tossing in the towel saying, this obstacle is too big, I'll never overcome it, to declaring, I can do all things through Christ. If God be for me, who dare be against me? From looking at your test score and concluding, I'm an average student, all I can make are C's, to I am an A student. I have the mind of Christ. From looking in the mirror thinking, I don't have a good personality. I'm not that attractive. To saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am one of a kind. When you know who you are, you'll start thinking like a winner, talking like a winner, and carrying yourself like a winner. I remember a billboard that asked the question, who's the father? It was an advertisement for DNA testing. They can take a child's DNA and test another person's DNA and see if it matches. A match proves that the two people are scientifically related. Out of the billions of people on Earth, the chances of your DNA matching someone who's not your family is so small that it's inconceivable. In the same way, when you gave your life to Christ, the Scripture talks about how you became a new creation. You were born into a new family. You entered into a new bloodline. Now imagine that somebody could do spiritual DNA testing. They take a sample of DNA from your Heavenly Father, then a sample of DNA from you, run all the tests. The good news, it would come back a perfect match. It would be proven beyond all doubt you are God's child. You have His DNA. You come from a royal bloodline. And given your DNA, you don't have to go around thinking that you're average. I could never accomplish my dreams. I'll never get out of debt. Are you kidding? Do you know who your Father is? You have His DNA. He created worlds. There's nothing too much for you. You can overcome that illness. You can run that company. You can build and support that orphanage. You can take your family to a new level. And quit believing the lies that say you've reached your limits. You've gone as far as you can go. Start talking to yourself as a winner. It's in your blood. You're expected to succeed. You're expected to get well. You're expected to live debt-free. Why? Because of who your Father is. In one sense, it's no big deal that I'm the pastor of Lakewood Church. My father was a minister for more than 50 years. This is all I had seen growing up. It's in my genes. It's no big deal to see Archie Manning's sons play professional football. Archie was an NFL pro quarterback. In the same way, it's no big deal for you to accomplish your dreams. It's no big deal for you to live healthy and whole. It's no big deal for you to lead the company in sales. Why? Like father, like son. It's in your spiritual DNA. I saw a documentary on championship racehorses, the kind you see running in the Kentucky Derby. It's not a coincidence that those horses become the fastest horses in the world. They've been carefully studied and carefully bred for generations. It can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to breed a racehorse with a champion stallion. Before breeding, the owners will go back 50, even 60 years and study the bloodline of a particular stallion. They'll research his father and grandfather and study how long their strides were, how tall their legs were, their takeoff speed, their endurance. With all this information, they'll choose what they believe to be the perfect match. They understand winners don't just randomly happen. Winning is in their DNA. That's what sets these horses apart. They have generation after generations of champions on the inside. When the little colt is born, his legs may be wobbly. He can barely stand up. He doesn't look any different from any other colt that is born. The owners could think, oh boy, we've wasted our money. Look at him wobble. But they're not concerned with his present weaknesses. They're not worried about what color he is, how pretty he is, or even how muscular he is. They are totally confident, knowing that on the inside of that little colt, he has the DNA of a champion.